Hey, welcome back to another episode of Now in My Glass. So today, I am super excited. I don't even know why I've been holding this show back. And I was like, no, I'm going to wait. But now it's time. This Now in My Glass is about my favorite beverage. A favorite drink of choice, if you will. And, you know, my sister likes to say I'm a spirit enthusiast, which is true. I really do like trying different things to see what I like and what I don't like. I'll be honest, I didn't really know the history of this drink, but I said, you know what? If I'm going to talk about it, I should know a little bit of the history. But the funny part about this drink is the history of it is a little bit of a mystery. Of course it is, because it's the drink that I like. So of course it's a little bit of a mystery. So the drink I'm talking about today is the Manhattan. Just saying, it makes me smile. So there's so many different things that... there's so many different origins of the Manhattan that I don't know which story is true. One story goes it was a bartender that created it back in the 1800s. Then there was another story that said Winston Churchill's mom created it for a political candidate and at a banquet. So we don't really know if that's a true story or not, and I didn't know the history of it. Nor did I realize this beverage is so old. I mean, 1800s. Come on, how about that? So, what consists of a Manhattan is whiskey, rye, or some people like it with bourbon. For me, well, I'm going to get to that part. I go back and forth. I'm on a pretty much of a bullet rye Manhattan right now. But in the Manhattan goes bitters. And you've probably seen the bottle. Like, you probably use the bottle. Angostura bitters, which is made with water, herbs, spices, and ethanol. Yeah, you heard me. Ethanol, as in alcohol. And a lot of people didn't know that bitters actually have alcohol in it. Yep, 44%. I think it was, to be exact, I believe it was 44.7%, which is really interesting because it's such a small bottle, right? And the next ingredient is vermouth. Some people like sweet vermouth. Some people like dry vermouth. And vermouth is just pretty much fortified wine, as they call it. And it tastes a little herbally. So it's fortified wine with herbs in it as well. And the last ingredient, cherries. Very simple. Very simple. Cherries. Delicious. Most people put maraschino cherries in it. And sometimes people put like lemon twist in it. I guess it just depends on where you get it from and, you know, the bartender that gives it to you. My preference is cherries. My girls, hanging out with them. And actually, this is their drink of choice too. When we go out, it's either red wine for some of them. And for the most part, it's cherries. It's a Manhattan. And some of my girls like a lot of cherries in it. But I'm good with just like maybe one, maybe two cherries in my Manhattan. So, yeah. The Manhattan. Very tasty. And also what I didn't realize either is there are multiple Manhattans, and some Manhattans have brandy, some Manhattans have tequila, and then some have rum. But I like the old fashioned. Like I said, I'm going to go with whiskey, rye, or, you know, or bourbon. So as I always say, you know, you do, of course, my motto, let's drink what we like and try something new. And if you have a funny story or something you'd like to share with me, it is foreverinmyglass@gmail.com. Oh, and also meant to mention the 20s. In the 1920s, they used to use the Canadian whiskey because it was really easy to find, I guess, because, you know, the whole prohibition thing, go figure. So reach out to me, say what's up. Shout out to Rude Boy for always sharing what's in his glass. Rude Boy, got to get that in there. And also know how you want your Manhattan to be served. Do you want it in a low ball on the rocks? Do you want it neat, straight, with no ice? Or do you want it up in a martini glass? My preference actually is on the rocks in a low ball. I don't know why. I just can't do a Manhattan in a martini glass. I don't know. I don't like that. But that's just me. So again, people, foreverinmyglass.com if you want to send an email. And don't forget, drink something tasty.